Now let's turn in our Bibles to the Gospel of Luke and chapter 23, please. Luke chapter 23. So earlier this week, I started thinking about how easy is it for someone to lose their soul. I was preaching last weekend in Tampa, and we were in John chapter 4, the woman at the well, and I was impressed with just salvation came on such a normal day. It came so easy. The woman of John 4 did not wake up in the morning. There was no bright light. There was no banner in the sky. You're going to get saved today. No. It just was in the ordinary routine of life. There's a man sitting at the well. And the conversation just started from that point. And the woman went to bed that night, saved. Then I started thinking of the opposite. Is there someone in the meeting tonight? You woke up with your alarm. You woke up to the call of your mother, whatever it might be. You're going to lose your soul today. You'll never have another opportunity to talk to the Savior. That is possible. So, through the week, I've been thinking of Herod and his birthday. And then I didn't even know I was going to be in the gospel tonight until just after at supper time. And just at dinner time, we sang a happy birthday. And all that just fled back into my head from the week. Well, let's just read about this man, Herod. Sad, sad case. I hope it's not anyone here. Luke chapter 23. I'm going to the end where he meets the Lord. It's not the first time he's going to meet the Lord. But look at what we read. Luke chapter 23, the Lord Jesus is before Herod, verse number 8. And when Herod saw Jesus, Jesus has been arrested, and he's now bouncing back and forth between Pilate and Herod. He was exceeding glad, for he was desirous to see him of a long season. Now, I don't have time to prove all this, but that's about a two-year period. This man, Herod, had dealings with God back here. And it didn't end well. And for 2 years, boys, you know, I'd like to talk to Jesus. All of a sudden, right in front of him, the Lord Jesus lands. Here it is. And because he had heard many things of him, and he hoped to have seen some miracle done by him, then he questioned with him in many words. But he answered him nothing. So the question then is this. Was the Lord Jesus being rude? You know, we teach our children that if an adult says hello, you respond. If an adult says, oh, and what's your name? How old are you? We teach them to respond, right? Here's the Lord Jesus. He's got in front of him a man that has been desiring to talk to him for 2 years. And the Lord Jesus just... And the man kept asking questions. Well, let's read a little bit about that. Let's turn back to Luke chapter 3. Go back to Luke chapter 3. Let's go right back to the beginning. Sorry, Matthew 14. We'll come back to Luke in a second. I just going to pick up an expression that you read in Matthew 14. This story is recorded in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and there's quite a bit of different detail in each account, and I'm just going to try to center my thoughts on Mark, but there's a little important detail here in chapter 14 of Matthew. Look at verse number 3. Matthew 14, verse 3. For Herod had laid hold of John and bound him and put him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife. For John had said unto him, it is not lawful for thee to have her. And when he would have put him to death, he feared the multitude because they counted him a prophet. I just want you to notice that, okay? Let's go to Luke chapter 3. Back over to Luke chapter 3. And notice what we read here. This is just right at the same time. Verse number 19, Luke 3, verse 19. But Herod the Tetrarch, being reproved by him, John, for Herodias his brother's Philip's wife, we read that, for all the evils which Herod had done, notice, added yet this above all, that he shut up John in prison. Now, what we're going to find out when we start to look at Herod, Herod was a very, very wicked individual. You wouldn't leave your children with him. You wouldn't leave any girl of any age with this brute. He was wicked. If he didn't like you, you lost your head. There was no rule in this man's life. But you know what we're going to find out in the story? God wanted to save him. I don't understand that. Now, I can see we have a bunch of young kids here tonight, middle-aged and older people. I'm a visitor, as we've been hearing, like Marcus from Canada. I don't know your background. But I can tell you this from the Bible. God wants to save you. I can tell you that. I guarantee you that your life is not as wicked as this man. This man, I'm not going to get into history, but if I started to tell you some of the sins that this man was involved in, it would make you vomit. He was vile. I want you to see what God is going to do with this man. Let's go to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6. This is where we get most of the detail, and it's just a little bit of a longer reading, but we'll just take time to read the story. So, there's something that this man is going to do in his life, Herod. And you know what it's going to do? It's going to go above all the evils. What is it? Here it is. Verse 14 of Mark 6. And King Herod heard of him, for his name was spread abroad, the Lord Jesus. And he said that John the Baptist was risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works do show forth themselves in him. Others said that it is Elias, one of the Old Testament prophets. And others said that it is a prophet or one of the prophets. But when Herod heard thereof, he said, it is John whom I beheaded. Ooh. He is risen from the dead. For, now we get the story. For Herod himself had sent forth and lay hold upon John and bound him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife, for he had married her. For John had said unto Herod, it is not lawful for thee to have thy brother's wife. Therefore Herodias had a quarrel, a fight against him and would have killed him. But she could not, for Herod feared John. Something changed. He feared the multitude because of their thoughts of John. Oh, be careful what you do. This man's a prophet. Now all of a sudden, Herod is actually starting to fear the man. Something's happening. Something's going on inside of his heart. Keep reading. Look at verse number, verse number 19. Therefore Herod had a quarrel with Herodias, but she could not. Verse 20, for Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just man, righteous and holy, and observed him, guarded him from this woman that wanted to kill him. And when he heard him, he did many things and heard him gladly. Tremendous. And when a convenient day was come, that Herod, on his birthday, made a supper to his lords, high captains, chief estate of Galilee. And when the daughter of the said Herodias came in and danced, and pleased Herod and them that sat with him, the king said unto the damsel, ask of me whatsoever thou wilt, and I will give it thee. And he sware unto her, Whatsoever thou shalt ask of me, I will give it thee unto the half of my kingdom. And she went forth and said unto her mother, What shall I ask? And she said, The head of John the Baptist. And she came in straightway, and with haste unto the king, and asked him, saying, I will that thou give me by and by in a charger the head of John the Baptist. And the king was exceeding sorry, yet for his oath's sake, and for their sakes which sat with him, he would not reject her. And immediately the king sent an executioner, and commanded his head to be brought, and he went and beheaded him in prison. So, what we've heard from our brother Marcus is the Lord Jesus talking directly to a man like he is. What we have in this story tonight is the very same thing, but God is going to use a man in the middle, John. Same God that was speaking to someone, a sinner, but now he's going to use a vehicle. And really, through John, the God of heaven is going to try to reach out to this man, Herod. What did Herod do? Herod saw his brother's wife. I like her. I don't care what the law says. I want to take her. I don't care what God says. I don't care what God calls sin. I don't care about the definition that God gives us of what a real marriage is. I'm going to do what I want to do. And he takes her. Isn't it something? God saw that. Now here's a gospel preacher by the name of John the Baptist. Boys, what a man. If we had an expression today, we would say John the Baptist was the prince of preachers, the best. Imagine, John pointed one day at the Lord Jesus and identified him. Picked him out of everybody else. Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. What a privilege. And here's this man, John. Even one day the Lord would say, what are your thoughts of John the Baptist? And they would go on about different things. And you know the Lord, he would say, there's none greater. None greater. Now let me just show you God's grace. God is going to take his greatest preacher and get him to preach to the wickedest man on the face of the earth. A vile man. A man that deserves to be in hell forever. And God's going to take his best preacher. And God's going to get him arrested by Herod. Imagine. Oh, friend, this shows us God's grace. You want to know something? You don't value your soul the way God does. There's a real place called hell. I can't explain it to you. It's right there in black. We don't like to look at it. An awful lot of preachers don't even like to say the word hell. You die without Christ, you will land in hell. Full of torment. I can't understand it, but I believe it from the Bible. Can you imagine? I love this man, John. I'm a scaredy cat. I'm not as strong as I appear. Can you imagine what it must have been for John, conscious of this? God wants me to run up along the chariot of Herod and tell him he's committed sin. John, do you realize how wicked this man is? You're going to lose your head. killed, you killed. You don't go up to the king. The king thinks he's a god. You don't go up to the king and tell him you're committing sin. That woman sitting next to you, she's not your legitimate wife, man. You don't do that. Just be quiet. Do you not know where you are? Friend, listen. If you're ever going to be in heaven, you will have to listen to God and face your sin. This man had to face it. And this man needed someone to tell him, you're committing sin, man. And as a result of that, it irritated the illegitimate wife. Huh. And she wanted to kill the gospel preacher. And you just think of all of this stuff that's going on in this man's life. So what Herod does is he has John arrested. And he takes him and he puts him down into the dungeon. Well, I guess that's the end of the story. No, you know what was happening to Herod? I'd like to hear a little bit more from John. From John. What this man is saying is right. You get into the story and it's incredibly interesting. Unbeknown to Herodias, maybe she did know, maybe she found out. Do you know what Herod was doing? He was sneaking from the palace down into the dungeon. John. Preach to me a little bit more. Tell me a little bit more. And there's where the gospel mark comes in. Herod, he started to change a number of things in his life. Remember I showed you, there was a time in his life when he feared John just because the multitude thought he was a prophet. Why? I better be careful. I better be careful because these people out here, man, they're all worked up. They think this man's a prophet. And the longer Herod spoke with John, he forgot about the people. Now he started to fear him. Am I speaking to someone here? And maybe you don't like gospel preaching. Is it because you know we're speaking from the Word of God? Listen, I want to encourage you. You keep listening. You believe what you're hearing. This man didn't understand the interest of heaven in his soul. This man had no idea of just what God was willing to do, who God was willing to sacrifice to get the gospel to him. I'm going to take my best gospel preacher. I'm going to take him out of circulation. I'm going to put him in your prison, and you're going to have a one-on-one conversation with the best gospel preacher that ever walked the face of the earth next to the Lord Jesus. What was happening behind the scenes? The God of heaven was only using the mouth of John. We trust that that's all that's happening tonight. That God is speaking to you. Started with Marcus. It's ending with Scott. We're not playing church. Don't believe that for a minute. And all of a sudden, you know, the illegitimate wife understood probably more than Herod realized. She saw what was going on here. If this keeps up, if this man Herod listens to the word of God, I'm out of the kingdom. And I like it up here. I like being the queen. Be me illegitimate or not, I like it. You know another thing that Herod didn't realize? The illegitimate wife knew what Herod really wanted. Sin. Immoral, wicked sin. And that's why the Bible says it was a convenient day. You want to know something, friend? It's always a convenient day to lose your soul. You can lose it any day of the week you want. Doesn't matter to the devil. Doesn't matter. What a wonderful thing if someone understood God is offering me salvation today. What a lovely day to be saved. What a wonderful day to turn from your sin, acknowledge it, and to turn to the Savior. This is what could have happened. That's what happened to Zacchaeus. This is what could happen to this man, Herod. And here's Herod. He woke up on his birthday, not expecting to lose his soul. I'm going to have a birthday. Cake and ice cream. It's so simple. Oh, no. I'm not going to face the greatest question in my entire life.
Do you want to be in heaven or hell?
No. This is my birthday. It's a joyous day. I'm going to bring some people over. We're going to have a little fun. No, man. You're going to lose your soul today. That's what's going to happen.
And all of a sudden, the illegitimate wife. This is what she thought of her daughter. What a wicked woman. Go on in there and dance before him. And I'm not going to go any further with the detail. And that's just what Herod wanted. You know really what he did? Let's make it simple. Herod wanted his sin over a Savior. That's what he wanted. All the while, he was down talking to the gospel preacher. Oh, that's cutting deep. I better change a few things here. I can remember that, being dealt with by God. I better stop swearing. That's it. I'm going to try to cut the drinking in half. But I got to start doing something. This was Herod. You know what he was doing? He was playing with it. I wonder. Sin, Savior. Sin, salvation. And on a convenient day, the little girl does her dance. And all of a sudden, the devil has him right where he wants him. Whatever you want, dear, I'll give it to you. Whatever you want. She quickly goes to her mother. Oh, that's just what she wanted to hear. Go on in there and ask for the head of the gospel preacher. In she goes. You talked about pride. All these people heard Herod say, whatever you want, I'll give it to you. Give me the head of the gospel preacher on a plate. Well, I got to appear strong. I did say it. Executioner, go get the head. Off comes the head. Can you see the little girl? Carrying the head to her mother?
That was the last time that God was going to speak to Herod. You're done. All that's left Herod, live the rest of your life on earth, die, and drop into hell. 2 years later, from this event, he's got the Lord Jesus, the Savior, right in front of him. Oh, I'm so glad to see you. He was asking all these questions. Can you just see the Lord Jesus, very stoic? Bible says he answered him nothing. Do you want to be saved? Well, boys, I'm a little scared right now tonight. I'm a little young. Maybe I'll get it in a week. This is a convenient day for you to lose your soul. Just so simple. Well, I guess we could... If we could get a hold of Herod in hell right now, we would say, Herod, you've had quite a few years to think about what you did. 2,000 years to think about it, man. What advice, Herod, would you have for people in the DeLand Gospel Hall in 2026? Should we choose our sin, or should we choose the Savior of the world? What do you think he'd tell you? I think you know, because that place is real. So I'm not going to apologize for ending on such a heavy note. Because you're going to live somewhere forever. Our prayer is, God's desire is that you live it in heaven, not in hell and the lake of fire. Don't lose your soul, friend. It's too valuable. Acknowledge your sin, put pride in the pocket, come down from the high tree, and just receive the Savior. And you know what you'll be able to say? Salvation has come to this house. What a wonderful thing. It's a real thing to be saved. I just enjoy immensely God's salvation. We just lost a little nephew of ours Friday night at midnight, Mariah. She was only 1 month old. Thank God she's covered by the blood of Christ. Such a young age. Born with heart complications. And there she is in the presence of the Lord Jesus. What about you?